We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Big 12 This Week.
Nothing better than the feeling after a win. And in some ways, there's nothing better than regrouping after a loss.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
Well, I mean, the old saying obviously is, you know, great pitching beats, you know, good hitting every day. We like our pitching too.
Big 12 This Week is brought to you by Prime Sport, the go-to source for your premium game day experience at the Big 12 Men's Basketball Championships. Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Phillips 66. Live to the full. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack. Play
ball! Aloha, beaches. what a way to start the show, huh? Aloha, beaches. Catalina Lime Mixer. Big 12 meet Natty Light Seltzer, your new game day necessity. And we're going to start the show off with making it look natural. It's our player of the week. We've got to give it to the Texas Longhorns. Burnt Orange, still alive in Omaha. They get the job done on Tuesday, coming up with a big 8-4 win over Tennessee to eliminate the Volunteers. And the Longhorns move on. And the key point in this game came when Texas sent 8 hitters to the plate and brought in 3 runs to break a 4-4 tie to make it 7-4 in the fourth inning. This was the hit that gave the Longhorns the lead for good.
In the right field, Daly will score. Hodo to third. They're going to wave him home. The relay from Ferguson right there. Safe! And Texas scores 2 more.
That call coming from ESPN. On the mound, reliever Tanner Witt came out of the bullpen, taking over in the fourth for starter Tristan Stevens. 5 2/3 innings and 78 pitches. And Witt closed out the Volunteers. The Longhorns are now 35-0 this season when scoring at least 5 runs. Natty Light Seltzer, making it look natural. The Texas Longhorns baseball team. They'll play again Thursday. All right, so I touched on this briefly last week. Kirk Sarlos has been named the new head baseball coach at TCU, the 20th head coach in program history. He was the pitching coach under Jim Schlossnagel. He gets the job. And listen, they've had an outstanding pitching staff since he's been there. He's a proven winner. He's got major league experience as a player himself. And he kind of gets what TCU baseball is all about. So kind of a no-brain hire.
The culture's unbelievable here at TCU baseball. And one of those things, if you go back and you ask any player, what is TCU baseball? And they're all going to say the same thing. It's selfless, it's excellence, and it's energy. SEE, not going anywhere. Right? It's not going anywhere. Right? Because that's what TCU baseball is about. Selflessness, not selfishness. Did I say it wrong? You guys are snickering over here. But I think the wins are going to take care of themselves. Obviously, that's what my job will be, based upon. But I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about, you know, taking care of these guys on a daily basis, and getting after it with them, having fun with them, holding them accountable. But at the same time, knowing that their value isn't based on if they can hit a breaking ball or throw one. And the wins will take care of itself. I'm not worried about that one second. And I feel like the people that we're going to have in place as a coaching staff, as a support staff, everybody involved with TCU baseball, it's going to be the air that our players breathe. And I'm really excited for them to be around it on a daily basis, because it's going to be fun, but it's also going to be challenging. And that's what baseball is. It's like life, man. It's tough. And there's learning opportunities every single day in baseball, just like life. But, man, we're going to be in the trenches together. So I'm not sure how to answer that question other than the fact that our coaching staff is, we're going to be who we are. And we're going to love on these guys, and we're going to get after it. And I'm hopeful that everybody that comes to Lupton Stadium and sees us play can see the passion that's coming out of our dugout every single day.
He shared a story how he went out and, he was at Cal State Fullerton. That was his home, his alumni. And kind of took the interview with Schlossnagel. He said, well, why don't you come on out and talk with us about our, coaching position. Went to Fort Worth. Him and his wife talked about the humidity. They were sweating. And he said, why would I want to leave where I was? And he fell in love with the culture, the plan, the guidance that Schlossnagel had. And it makes it kind of a no-brainer for him to first take the job and then for him to stay.
Well, I mean, I'm looking at people in this room that are some of my closest friends. That, like I said, my wife and I and our family, this is the longest we've ever lived somewhere. So for me, the roots are deep, whether it be our kids' school or the community or our church. It's hard to give that stuff up. And for me, it was about knowing this place, we can do even better things that we have done, and being loyal and working hard. And like I had said before, I think in one of the other job interviews that I decided not to take, we're not done yet, right? We're not done yet. We haven't reached what we wanted to reach, and we're going to work like crazy to reach what we all know we can here, because we have an amazing administration, an amazing athletic department that gives us all the resources to get that done. So just wasn't done yet. This is where my heart is.
All right, when we come back, I will have Todd Lebo from Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City. The Supreme Court has ruled against the NCAA. What does that mean moving forward? What does it mean for student athletes? What does it mean for schools and the NCAA? We'll talk about that. We'll talk about name, likeness, image, and we'll get things started, too. I want to talk about this 12-team playoff. You'll remember I was kind of arguing with myself last week whether or not I liked it. So I'll have somebody to kind of bounce some ideas off of, and Todd will have some good ones for us. That's coming up next here on Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
At a Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup, or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-ins is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears. Okay,
let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears. Okay,
let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-ins is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
And we're back on Big 12 this week. Joining me now on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline is Todd Lebo from Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City. Todd, always nice to have you along. And a lot of off-field things that we need to talk about.
Yeah, normally in the summertime, there's nothing going on with college athletics. But, yeah, it's a lot of stuff happening right now. Game-changing things, really.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. We'll get into the Supreme Court decision. I want to talk about that. And I do want to talk about name, likeness, and image. But I want to talk to you about this 12-team college football playoff. Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlesby was part of a 4-person group that kind of laid out the format. Those meetings extended this week in Chicago with 11 university presidents and chancellors. And Todd, I spent last week on my show like arguing with myself. So I wanted to bring you in on this because, as Commissioner Bowlsby said, it's an enormous undertaking, and it took them 2 years of research. And the format of how they come up with the 12 teams, I see scenarios, at least this is how I argued with myself last week, I see scenarios where the Big 12 could be left out of a 12-team playoff. Am I irrational about that? Or
it could be, but I think the chances of getting left out of a 12-team playoff are way less than the chances of getting left out of a 4-team playoff, because we've already seen that happen numerous times in the 4-team playoff time. So I think it's better that way. If you go take care of business as a league champion, you're likely going to be in from a Power 5 perspective, likely. Now, listen, there could be a really weird year like Oregon had last year where they, you know, had a pandemic going on and played less games than everyone. That's different. I think if we have regular college football, you have 12-game schedules, you will most likely, if you're a champion of one of those, make it in. I think it's – but there's always going to be a little crack that things can fall through. We know that. You know, they think they have these scenarios figured out and something will pop up. And you're like, well, we never thought of that. That can happen. But I think this offers a pretty good protection, obviously, for the group of five, right? Mm-hmm. And I think it offers pretty good protection for the Power Fives that aren't always the Power Five, right? The SEC's always had a team in or whatever. And I think it's honestly, you know, it's a way for the Big 12. I wouldn't want to think about it as a way to get left out. I think it's a way to have two teams in. You know, I think that's what you should look at. You should, gosh, what if you had a year like 2008 when Oklahoma, Texas, and Texas Tech were all ranked number one or two at one point in the country, in the polls? That's a year you'd have three teams in. So I like to look at the bright side, not the side where things are bad. Now, it's hard to do that because, you know, the first year of the playoff, TCU and Baylor were both great teams and they got left out.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have those scars on you still, but I think more teams is more opportunity. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah. All right. So here's the other thing that concerns me about this is that the College Football Playoff Committee will do some of this choosing. And that to me just, it becomes a popularity contest. And the negative side of me says, all right, we're going to have four SEC teams in these playoffs.
Well, I think that's probably not going to happen because that's what the committee's supposed to be for. You know, the committee will have people represented from all over the place, and the SEC people aren't supposed to be there when their school's on. I think we look at this model. I feel like the NCAA selection committee for the basketball does a pretty good job. I think they do. And I think overall, the football committee has done okay. I don't think there's been anything really egregious, right? There's been decent arguments for all sides of the thing. So if we're going to argue about who got left out at 13, I'm not that upset about it, but you know, if the SEC is going the way it's going, they're not having five teams in there. They haven't had a lot of the East has not been nearly as strong, right, as the West has been. But don't we like watching the SEC play high profile games? If you're telling me that Alabama's going to make it and Georgia and Florida are all going to make it, I don't have a problem with that. We like to watch when Florida and Georgia play. And, you know, Alabama doesn't play Georgia every year. And Alabama doesn't play Florida every year. We get excited when those things happen. So I think it'll be good. Will the SEC have three or four teams in? Maybe they will. But if it gives you the opportunity, if you're the Big 12, to have two or three or four teams in, if you really get things going, the thing is you have to earn your way and you have to be good. You know, you just can't expect to get in there, and I don't think the SEC will either, but there's going to be a team with three losses probably who's the 12th team. That's just going to happen, right? Because we don't have 11 undefeated teams. But I don't mind a three-loss team who maybe had their quarterback get hurt or had a tough loss with the referees kind of, you know, messed them up, or they had to go on the road somewhere, didn't get a win. I don't mind them having an opportunity to come back, but I don't want this thing to go much past this. Now, if they went to 16, I would say if you're going 16, you better give the MAC champion in. You better put, the Big West champion. You better give all of the league champions in if you're going to go to 16, because I don't want all at-larges in that way, because I do want the regular season to mean something. And I think the Big 12 regular season has been very good because you play everybody. But I think 12 is an interesting number. I want to see how this goes for a few years. Now, it's not happening this year. It's going to be a little ways out. But I think it's a pretty good deal. And it seems like very slow progress, because we've been talking about playoffs for years, mm-hmm. because there's been trouble for years. And I think we've gone on some decent steps. You went from 1997, having undefeated Nebraska and Michigan not get to play each other because of the bowl tie-ins. We fixed that. We've had one versus two play for a long time. There's been fights over who one and two were, whatever. But we had what the people said or the computer said was one versus two for a long time. And then now for a while, we've had four teams play, and it's harder to win when you have four teams play. And this will be really hard to win if you have 12 teams in. I mean, really hard to win. But I think you'll have a really good champion. I think you'll see a lot of good football games.
Todd Lebo, Sports Radio 810 WHB out of Kansas City, is our guest on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline here on Big 12 this week. And you're right. And if you talk about moving to 16 teams, I don't know. Do we want to watch somebody from the MAC in the Mountain West playing in a playoff game?
Well, or
playing,
here's what you know. We see, though. The way I would do that, if you said something from the Mountain West, they would, in my mind, have to go to the number one seed, Alabama, and win at their home field. You know, hey, listen, if you want to be in, you're in. Go have your shot to go get that done. I like the bowl games. I liked them when I was a kid. It was fun. But the bowl games aren't what the bowl games used to be. So now college football is changing. College athletics are changing. Do I care about the Humanitarian Bowl? No, I don't. It's on. We watch it. We're in bowl pools at work. But would I rather see a playoff game than a bowl game? 100%. I'm someone who went to the University of Oklahoma. I've said this for years. Oklahoma beat Florida last year, okay, in the Cotton Bowl. I would rather have lost that game and beat Texas than have won a bowl game that didn't matter. That's just me, because that's the way it is. So a bowl game won't just be a bowl game anymore. A bowl game will be a playoff game. So I think playoff games will you know, screw the bowl games out. But things change, man. It's time to say goodbye to a lot of these things.
Yeah. Well, what about this? Like, because I always think of the Rose Bowl, because I grew up just outside of Chicago. So I started out as a Big Ten guy. So the Rose Bowl meant a lot to me. What if those bowls were actually out of the playoff picture? Again, I'm just thinking here. This is one of my arguments with myself. But, like, so, all right, so you take the Big Ten. And it was more traditional, where the Rose Bowl was going to be the Big Ten against the Pac-12. But it would be, okay, look, Ohio State got into the playoff, and so did Northwestern. They took on Ohio State, and they had a great – well, they're taking two big – well, what if you took, like, the third place, you know, like Iowa makes it to the Rose Bowl? Would you get fans that would watch and say, hey, you know what, I could take watching – Iowa play second place, you know, third place Big Ten team taking on a second place Pac-12 team in the Rose Bowl.
Maybe, but you know, as a Big Ten guy, I got a lot of Big Ten friends. I think they would feel like it was a pretty lame way to get to the Rose Bowl. You know what I mean? And that, hey, listen, but that stuff changed during the college football playoff. It actually changed during the BCS, because remember, like, the first time they had the national championship out there was Nebraska, right, against Miami.
Yeah,
and it didn't feel like the Rose Bowl, and that made a lot of traditionalists mad. But here's the deal. The traditionalists are all getting old like us. These kids today, they don't give a rip. The kids who are going to college, they didn't grow up the same way we did, because we've already changed these things. They want to know how cool the uniforms are. That's kind of what they want to do now. I went to the Rose Bowl one time when Oklahoma made it. That next year, they played Washington State, and people weren't very happy because that was – the year before, they didn't get their matchup. And then the next year, they didn't get it either, because the Rose Bowl was able to go through the draw because of the way the thing went. And Iowa went to the Orange Bowl, and Washington State was going to go there. So they picked Oklahoma because Oklahoma had never been there. Now, it was fun. I went out there. It was great. I got to go to the Rose Bowl. But it didn't feel like the Rose Bowl to those traditional people. But you know what? That was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So I guess it's maybe time to say goodbye to some of those things.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Hey, we're going to take a short break, come back. We'll talk more with Todd Lebo from 810 Sports Radio WHB in Kansas City. We'll talk about the Supreme Court decision, name, likeness, and image. That's what we've got going on here on Big 12 This Week, which you can hear on TuneIn under College Sports Now. We'll be back after this on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
Allstate now has deeper savings. And deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-wise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri. This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-by is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
And we're back on Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack. Thanks for tuning in. Todd Lebo from Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City is my guest this week. The Supreme Court allowing college athletes to receive benefits. It was a 9-0 ruling against the NCAA. It involved a former player from West Virginia who played his final year in the Big 12 and then some other student athletes. NCAA restrictions on education-related benefits such as paid internships, computers, other equipment that had violated federal antitrust laws. Todd, I don't know where I fall on this one because, I think that... I believe in the American dream. You should be able to get what you deserve and whatever you can get and whatever you earn, that's great. And if there's opportunities for a college student athlete to get more. I'm in favor of that. But then there's the part of me, it's like, well, how much is too much? And when does that become unfair, or is it unfair for, you know, the average college student? So can you kind of make some sense out of this Supreme Court hearing? And a lot of people that I'm seeing on social media, they're excited. They're, you know, kind of sticking it to the NCAA. I'm still not sure where I'm at on this.
Well, it is, it's, you want to talk about the devil in the details and, like, you know, something slipping through the cracks. There will be dozens of things that slip through the cracks on this. There just has to be, because it's so wide reaching and there are so many entities in play, the NCAA, the schools, the conferences, you know, companies, sponsors, boosters, all these things. It's so there will be all kinds of things that are complicated to try to understand. My initial thought when I saw this happen, it seems to me that what the NCAA has tried to do, rightly or wrongly, in a poor way or a good way, is they've tried to kind of level the playing field. That's what they've tried to do, that with scholarship limits, right? They tried to say 85 scholarship limits should help, you know, Kansas State against Nebraska, you know, back in the day when there would be 150 guys on Nebraska and Kansas State had 40 guys on scholarship. If, you know, people will go to Kansas State to play football if you had a good coach and they had, you know, 85 scholarships and you could go for free as opposed to the other. That's what they've tried to do in a lot of ways. And that is that they've found ways around that now with preferred walk-ons and blah, blah, all those. But that's what they tried to do. This, in my mind, is the big red flag I have is rich get richer, poor get poorer.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, in our area up here in Kansas City, this is probably great for Kansas basketball, probably not great for Kansas football. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because kids already want to go to Kansas basketball. They've got tremendous support, boosters, great building, all that stuff. And if you can do some name, image, likeness stuff, you know, all that stuff, that's probably better for the people who already have it good. Now, maybe there'll be some program that's got a crazy booster or, you know, some way to some catch, something that works out right, whether it's the right coach or some business in town or whatever, where you can rise up out of the ashes, I guess. But I think in general, this helps the big programs in whatever sport it is. That's what I think. But I don't know how it'll work in process, because we don't really know if there'll be any regulations at all on this. I mean, they have to have some sort of cap on these things. I don't think you can just say, hey, you know, come play football at Alabama and this car dealership is going to give you an $80,000 car and $100,000. Maybe that's what they're looking at. I don't know. But amateurism has been really, for the last 15, 20 years, you know, this first part of in the Olympics, really, when they said we're having a dream team, we're sick of getting beat by Russian professional basketball players, and, you know, gymnasts get paid. They can all do these things. There's no real amateurism anymore. And in college athletics, you know, they started doing the cost of attendance thing. That's real money these kids get. You know, it's $4,000 or $5,000. Now, maybe if you, someone's like a union lawyer out there would say, ah, it's not, you know, for what they're, you know, the work they're putting in, but it's something that my kids didn't get when they went to college, as you were saying, regular college kids.
Yeah.
And then the bowl swag bags and all this stuff and these trips, like, you know, when the Jayhawks go to New York City to play in the Champions Classic. We have an intern here at work who's a Division III college basketball player at a small school. They get $12 a day for per diem if they have a basketball game on the road. And if they go somewhere and the coach buys everyone Jimmy John's in a big box, they don't get their $12. They go to the store and they buy apples for everyone, and because it's a cheaper way to do it. You got that as a college athlete. And then you've also got a kid who gets to go to a steakhouse in New York City when they go play Michigan State, right? But they're both college athletes. So I think there's going to be a real problem kind of figuring out what levels these things will fall at. But in the end, people are excited about it because it's good for the athlete and it gives them some power. But I think it'll probably, you know, college athletics as we know it are probably changed forever. And they have been for a while, and this will be even more of a change.
Yeah. And, you know, I wonder what happens to, well, you talked about the rich getting richer. I mean, I almost see, like, Division I football becoming fragmented. Like, there's going to be, like, teams eventually. This is my theory, is that eventually teams
top 25, 30 teams, they'll maybe break off.
Yeah, they're going to have their own league. It'll be like a super league. And Oklahoma and Texas will break off, you know, from the rest of the Big 12. And, yeah, which, you know, would still be kind of exciting, because now you know, if you're watching the top 30, you know, the 32.
Right, it'll just be a different thing.
Yeah.
You know, it'll be more like a little baby NFL or something, guy. Because, you know, the football especially does not have a developmental league. I mean, there's minor league baseball and things like that. And they're starting this with the G League now in basketball. But, you know, maybe there would be just a somehow an association with the universities and say these are going to be semi-pro things. I don't know. I mean, in the meantime, it's all timing. If you're a kid, right? If you're 22 years old, you just went through the old way. Now, if you're 17, maybe you've got a new way to go through it. And if you're 10 and you could be a college athlete, who knows what it's going to be like in 8 years? It's going to be really weird. And the teams that and the administrations that best know how to work their way through it will probably have more success. It's a sad in a way because there is something neat about Old State U. And going to a campus on a Saturday to your old stomping grounds where you were a student and doing all those things. But, you know, the world's different. It's changed in a lot of ways. And this is just one more way that it's different. And I don't know what all the details will be, but there will definitely be some flies in the ointment when they try to work their way through this, no doubt.
Yeah. Todd Lebo from Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City joining us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. I don't know if you looked at the opinion from Justice Gorsuch at all. I was fascinated. It was like a history lesson he gave. He pointed out that going all the way back to 1852, that students from Harvard and Yale participated in what they're considering the nation's first intercollegiate competition. It was a boat race in New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. And it was a railroad executive who sponsored the event to promote train travel to this lake, Winnipesaukee, I think is how you pronounce it, in New Hampshire. And he offered the college competitors, all expenses paid vacation with lavish prizes along with unlimited alcohol. This has been going on since 1852. You kind of think about this as, oh, this has been going on since, you know, like the 70s. You know, you had the 80s, SMU, Miami, you had those type of things. No, this has been going all the way since 1852. This stuff has been happening.
Yeah, so it's been going on for a long, long time. And then they, you know, some of those schools decided to get out of that part of it, right? That's why the Ivy League does it differently than everyone else. But, you know, it's turned out to be a moneymaker. The big thing, I think there's a lot of guilt with the coaches and athletic directors, administrators. Because they can't help themselves, right? Because they all make too much money now. I mean, they really do. I mean, should a football coach make $7 million or $8 million? They probably shouldn't, but they do. And they are doing it on the backs of kids who, while they aren't getting paid like professional football players, I still think there's a real value in a college scholarship. And I think since very few of these kids who play college sports, all college sports go on to play professional sports, and especially at the highest level where you're making millions of dollars, that getting a free college education or an education that's free enough that you have to work hard for and, you know, whatever. But here's the deal. If you go and miss a free throw, you still have a scholarship, right? I mean, if you're a professional football player or basketball player, they may cut you if you make a fumble. It doesn't happen in college. So it's a really good deal that you get to do those things. But I think the fact that those guys make all this money. And then I think they never should have started putting bonuses in, especially for athletic directors. Oh, here's $100,000 because your football team made the college football playoff. What did the AD have to do with that at all? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so then they feel bad. So that's why they passed cost of attendance. That's why they've done all these things. But if they just would have kind of kept their stuff, maybe have a really nice living. Maybe you make $400,000 or $500,000. And, you know, if you did that, maybe you wouldn't have to charge $80 for a football ticket. You could charge $40. But it's blown up so much because the TV money rolled in because they're looking for things to get eyeballs on these networks that they had to spend the money somewhere. And the money's laying around in a lot of these places. But I think the other thing that's unintended that will suffer is the non-revenue sports at these schools. You know, maybe they just won't have those anymore. Maybe they say, here's the deal. We're just not having crew. Or we're not having equestrian, or we're not, you know, we're cutting soccer, or we're cutting. I mean, we've already seen that happen. How many wrestling schools are there? I mean, honestly.
Right. Yeah.
There's like 30 or 40 guys, you know, wrestle because they just don't do that anymore because it's not worth the money, along with Title IX. And there's gonna be a lot of consequences here, which in my mind will adversely affect more people, kids, than it'll be great for the other kids. Cause I think, you know, the top 30 basketball players are gonna get good money off name, image, and likeness. Maybe the top 100 football players. And then they'll get that and they say, you know, maybe we can't do this stuff. So all of a sudden the 15 kids on the wrestling team that they divided seven scholarships up won't get to go to college. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that'll happen on the end of this. There'll be some sad stories at the bottom. For sure.
I think people better be careful what they wish for. Hey, let's take one more break. And then Todd, if I can have you come back, I do want to talk about name, likeness, and image. And I want to tell you what a former football coach said and get your thoughts on that too. So stick around. Todd Lebo from Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City is our guest. And we'll have more on Big 12 this week from Learfield IMG College.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and seven trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that eight. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint, then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup, or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-bys is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
And we're back here on Big 12 this week. You can listen to the show, download it as a podcast. Go to Google, Apple Podcast, Spotify, even Big12Sports.com. Wherever you go to podcast, search and subscribe to Big 12 this week. Our guest is Todd Lebo from Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City. I want to talk about name, likeness, and image. I spoke with former Big 12 head coach Gary Pinkle, who coached the Missouri Tigers up until the end of 2015. Won a couple of Big 12 North titles in 07 and 08. And I told him, I said, you know, I think name, likeness, and image is probably the best way to allow players to be compensated. Because if you start paying them, that's just something that was going to be lumped onto the fans would be passed along through concessions, ticket sales, donations, all that. The universities wouldn't be paying for that. It's like, you know, look, if you've got a few kids that can, you know, cash in on their name, likeness, and image, then sure, why not? Coach Pinkel said that the issue, one of the issues that he has with it is that, again, going to your point from earlier in the show, Todd, was that the rich are going to get richer. He said, look, you're going to get a bunch of alumni to gobble up all the T-shirts for whatever kid. So when a kid is deciding on which school he's going to want to go to, you're going to have a lawyer or somebody come along and say, hey, what do you need me to buy? 50,000 shirts with this kid? Okay, yeah, we'll do it.
Right.
And that'll be part of the recruiting pitch. He didn't like this. He didn't think that this was the way to go. And then what he offered was saying that, I guess, like, you pool all of the money and then it gets divided equally. I don't know if I like that idea, because to me, I think a quarterback deserves more if you're going to get, you know, famous.
That's the interesting thing.
Yeah.
Like, the way it works in, like, licensing in the NFL and stuff like that is, you know, the baseball, it's the players union runs that stuff. So all the stuff gets sold and everyone gets a share. That's kind of a way to help the little guy. But I like Coach's idea there, because I do think if you're the number one football recruit and then all of a sudden you can profit off this, and I don't know if they'll allow them to profit off it during recruiting or if they'll have to wait till they're out of school and then they can profit off it. I don't know. We don't know the answers to these things yet, right? But that side, like you said, listen, if you are the star, you should get more. And that's what people kind of feel about this thing. But I still think that in the end, it hurts the little guy, because if the star gets something, in the end, like, if you get to go to school and you have a scholarship and you're the 85th scholarship or you're the first scholarship they offered, you're in a way equal, right? Which is what they've tried to make this thing do. I could see it to where the little guy doesn't get anything, and maybe they like, we're not going to use all our scholarship money because we don't need to, because heck, we've already got guys paying for some of this stuff. There'll be all kinds of consequences that are unintended. But I like the idea of kind of spreading it around a little bit, because we don't like socialism or communism or whatever in America, but we like it in our sports.
Yeah,
because that's the way, like, the Kansas City Royals can try to compete. If you do that, it's certainly the way the Chiefs can compete, because there's no salary cap in baseball, but there's a salary cap in football, and the Chiefs have the best player in the NFL, and they got to sign into a contract, because in the NFL, I mean, the two best quarterbacks are in Green Bay and Kansas City. It's two of the smallest cities in the league, right? But so that's a way that works. So we like it there. We don't like it in a lot of other ways. But I think if they just let this thing run wild, then the places with the craziest boosters with the most money will find a way to get a kid to go to their school. It'll be legalized, you know, recruiting violations. And then when they get to school, I mean, we know this. Kids have been getting paid money to go to school. We know this. There was an FBI investigation about it, and that's just the stuff they knew about. I understand this. They're getting free clothes, furniture, cars, whatever. That stuff's been going on. Maybe it'll be better that it's all out there in the open. But I think the other thing, and I still haven't read anything about this where it tells what's going to happen. These kids are going to have to start paying taxes on some of this stuff, right? I mean, you can't just get paid $50,000 worth of shirts and not pay taxes. This is something that they've never had to worry about before. And will this change everything enough to where is your scholarship going to be taxable now? I don't know.
Where do you draw the line, right?
I don't know where this will go. So there's a lot of problems with some of this stuff. So it's changing college athletics for sure. But I like coaching. Listen, Coach was in this thing. He was at a MAC school, and he was at a school that's a kind of a upper middle level Power Five school. You know, Missouri is not an Alabama or a Texas or a Florida State or Ohio State, but they're not also Vanderbilt or, you know, Kentucky or something like that when it comes to football. He's been in this thing and he knows what it's like. So I think he sees the problems that can come up, and it'd be wise to tread lightly in this stuff, but I don't know where it's going to go. It could be the wild, wild west soon enough.
Yeah. Final question. Do you think within the next 10 years that student athletes will be unionized?
That's going to be tough.
Yeah.
They've tried to do that in a couple of states. The hard part, you know, the thing about a union, like whether you're a car auto workers union or, you know, Teamsters, or my wife was a teacher for 29 years in a teacher's union, you have those jobs for a long time. If you're a college student and you're a football player or basketball player, you're only going to be able to be in that union for a few years. I think that turning over of the membership would be difficult, right? I think generally speaking, most successful unions have people in them for, they hope, their entire career life, right, as it were. And that would be really difficult to have such a transient membership, but I don't know. Yeah. I mean, if they keep giving them all this other stuff, they might not have any reason to unionize. If they do that, I mean, if they just have like a union, it could just be over for all college athletics. They could say, ah, forget it. It's not worth our time as a university to mess with this stuff. And it could be say, go form a league if that's what you want to do.
Yeah. I don't know. Oh, man.
I don't know.
That's good stuff. Well, Todd, it was great having you on because all of these things kind of hit at the same time. And, I mean, perfect as we're kind of heading into the off season. So I really appreciate you coming on as always.
No problem. It's going to change every week too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Getting wilder and wilder.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, let's catch up. We'll have you on throughout the summer because I'll have to fill some stuff here. So I'd love to have you back on.
Anytime. Great with me.
Yep. Todd Lebo from Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City. More next on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears. Okay, let's go.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-wise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears. Okay, let's go.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-ins is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. You can hear the show on Sirius XM Channel 375, Thursday night, 7 Eastern, on the Big 12 channel. Yeah, the Olympics are coming up. So I'm just letting this play for a little bit. One of the greatest songs in the history of the world, in the history of the sporting world. I was reading some of the comments on John Williams on YouTube. Blade HQ, 3 years ago, said this is legitimately one of my favorite songs ever. I agree with that. It's probably in my top 20. Lord Browning, 6 years ago, replied to this YouTube video and said, John Williams did Star Wars, Jaws, the Olympics, Superman. How epic can one man be? Yeah. I mean, who? Yeah. I'm speechless. Okay, that's a nice spot to kind of tune that out. So why am I playing the Olympic theme? Well, listen, we've got some Big 12 athletes and former athletes that are going to be on the big stage in Tokyo in July. Former Baylor standout pole vaulter Casey Lightfoot set an outdoor personal record at 19.25. I don't know, what is that, 2.25? In finishing in a top three to earn a spot on the United States Olympic team. Baylor track and field legend Trayvon Bromell won the 100 meters Sunday night, advancing to his second Olympics games. Fastest man on the planet. He clocked in at a 9.8 in the final to complete the sweep. And then coming in second place was TCU alumnus Ronnie Baker at 9.85. That was his personal best. So a couple of former Big 12 sprinters won two at the USA time trials. Hillary Bohr inched closer to punching his ticket to Tokyo with a strong performance in the men's 3,000-meter steeplechase semifinals on Monday. Bohr will need a top-three finish to earn a bid. And former University of Texas star Ariel Atkins has been selected to the women's basketball team. It's like her and a bunch of former UConn players. All right, off of the Olympic news, Patty Gasso at Oklahoma just keeps reloading. Got a grad transfer late last week in Hope Troutwine from the University of North Texas. North Texas. Did you hear how where did that little Texas twang come in my repertoire? Troutwine will come to Norman with 1 year of eligibility left. She leaves the Mean Green as its career leader in ERA, 2.05, wins, 61, opponent batting average, 197. And strikeouts per seven innings at 8.11. Scoop her up, Patty Gasso. Scoop her up and keep restocking. All right, more coming. I'll wrap things up next here on Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills. For all the ways you love to play, make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
Thanks again to my guest, Todd Lebo. Thank you for listening. Appreciate you being a part of the show. Be safe, and we'll talk to you next week. I'm Bill Pollack. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College, Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship Game. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.